have Rosh Chodesh coming up this week, so we have Birkas HaChodesh this past Shabbos. So this minyan I was davening in, the Shlich Tzibur announced that it was going to be a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So he said, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar Yiyeh Biyom Harvi, Umachraso Biyom HaChamishi. So that's an interesting Lashon to use, that they say Umachraso, and on the day after, meaning you say it's going to be on Wednesday and on the day after, which is Thursday. So that's I wanted to talk about that for a minute, and I also wanted to talk about one other minhag that we have when we do Birkas HaChodesh. So just in terms of where this business comes from, when you should say Umachraso and when you shouldn't. So obviously, if it's only a one-day Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say Umachraso. But if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so you say Umachraso, because you're going to say another day. However, many of us have been to shul where they don't do such a thing. They rather have, the guy gets up there and he says, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar Yiyeh Biyom Harvi, Uviyom HaChamishi. And it seems to do the job just as well with fewer words. Not that it's such a big deal either way, but Lemaisa, which practice is more correct? So for starters, it's hard to get a lot of exact details on this idea, because it's not really found in any Gemaras. However, it is mentioned in the Rishonim. And if you look in, if you can find it in the Or Zeruah Chelik Beis in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he mentions it in passing. You can find it in the Vodrum in his Pirish on the Shabbos davening. Actually, not on the Shabbos. In the Siddur where in Rosh Chodesh, Divrei Maskil Shabbos Kodem, he has a paragraph on it. What the Sephardi Minna gives in terms of benching Rosh Chodesh, and they both seem to agree that the main idea is to announce what days Rosh Chodesh is going to be. This is not obviously the same mitzvah as Kiddush HaChodesh, where they were mamish makadish the Chodesh al pi ha-re'iyah. However, it's like almost kind of a little bit of a zecher to Kiddush HaChodesh, and more importantly, it's just to tell people that Rosh Chodesh is coming up this week, since more people go to shul on Shabbos than on any other day. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, obviously you have to put everything in its place in terms of importance. It's certainly an important minhag, but it did not make it into the Shulchan Aruch. But it's quoted in the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Brura quotes from that Magen Avram, Minhag Kadmoneinu, Levarach HaSachodesh B'Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Chodesh. It's an elder minhag to be Makadish L'Chodesh the week before Rosh Chodesh. Chutz milfnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, except for before Rosh Hashanah, and a remez is bekesel yom chagenu. We sort of cover up when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. V'yesh mekom she'ein nogim levarach Rosh Chodesh Av mishum shel Chodesh uperanios. Some places have the minhag not to mention when Rosh Chodesh Av is going to be either, because it's a sad month, it's a difficult month for the Jewish people. Ve'in birkas Rosh Chodesh kikiddush haChodesh ayim milafanim, and obviously this is not kiddush haChodesh. Just telling people to give them a heads up so they can keep the halachas of Rosh Chodesh in the coming week. Since the halacha is you have to be mekadesh the chodesh while standing, so the minhag is to stand when they announce the actual Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you'll find that they hand the Sefer Torah to the Shliach Tzibur during that time, because that's really the actual hachraza of the Rosh Chodesh, and it's a zecher to the fact that you were chayef to stand when they announced the Chodesh. So he doesn't really mention the actual nusach, and in fact, if you look in the Rishonim, I don't think you're going to find the nusach exactly of which tefillah you're supposed to say. If you look in that Vodrum, you'll get some of the things that we're supposed to ask about at the time. But at the end, it's really sort of a whatever the nusach developed is not so meaningful. We have the idea that we say Mishasa Nisim Lavasenu, yeah, right? So we say that nusach is fairly universal. And the reason for it is that we want a geula so that we can actually do real Kiddush HaChodesh al pi ha-re'iyah with the coming of the Beis HaMikdash. But Lemaisa, the idea of saying exact text is not really ma'akev one way or the other. So certainly whether or not you say the word umachraso is really not such a big deal. But just in terms of when you would say it and when you wouldn't say it, so I once heard a good beer in the shame of a number of, I think for some reason I heard it in the name of the Mata Ephraim, but I could be mistaken, that the reason to say umachraso is not to show that it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, because a two-day Rosh Chodesh could be accomplished just as well when it's talking about, you know, if you just say, b'yom Rabbi, b'yom HaChamishi, you don't have to say umachraso, b'yom HaChamishi. However, The reason to say umachraso would be when there's a shayach to make a mistake. When is it shayach to make a mistake? So if there's going to be a two-day Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be in a week and in 8 days. Meaning, if it's a Shabbos Sunday Rosh Chodesh, then you want to say Rosh Chodesh, whatever, yeh b'yom Shabbos Kodesh, umachraso b'yom harishon. Meaning, why would you say it that way? Because there, a person might space out for a second and miss the fact that it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh and it's going to be coming up on that Shabbos. And then he's just going to hear the Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Sunday. So if you just say, Rosh Chodesh, yeh b'yom Shabbos Kodesh, u b'yom HaRishon, so there's a slightly bigger chance that he's going to just hear the words Yom HaRishon. He's going to think tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And then he's going to end up davening Musaf for Bracha Levatala and saying, you know, Yalav Yavah when it's not necessary. So this way, since the whole goal is to actually announce when Rosh Chodesh is, you're going to want to wait and say, you're going to want to make it super clear that tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh. So you say, Yeb Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Umachraso, B'Yom HaRishon. So you say, that way, there's a bigger chance that the guy hears, oh, the day after the previous day. I mean, it's not the day after today, it's the day after Shabbos. So therefore, you'll know that that it's not tomorrow, which is Rosh Chodesh, but Shabbos Sunday, which is Rosh Chodesh. That's with regard to when you say Machraso and when you don't say Machraso. Again, just be very clear. It's not Ma'akiv in any way. There's no official Nusuch that you Mishanami Matbeish at Abu Chachamim. That's not the case. But better off saying it more correctly than less correctly. That's point number one. Point number two is we have, so you notice, we only hand the Sefer Torah to the Shlich Tzibur when he says Rosh Chodesh Ploni Yeb Yom Ploni. Why is that? Because we have this whole Arichus and we make a nice song out of it, and it's really an unbelievably beautiful tefillah. What we call in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos calls it Tfilas Rav. Rav, when he used to finish Shmoneh Esrei, they go through everybody's version of what we do with Elokai Netzor. What was their version? Meaning, what would these Tanoim and Amoraim say as a personalized tefillah on a regular basis? So Rav used to say on a regular basis what we say when we bench Rosh Chodesh. He used to say it every day. We say it once a month. Now this it's really as beautiful as a tefillah gets. You know, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Arukim, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Tova, Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Yir Shamay. It's really, you know, very, very nice, and it's, you know, Kedai, if you want, you could say it every single day. But why do we say it at that point? There's no real reason given, and we're definitely being mechalik by not handing the Sefer Torah to the Shlech Tzibur until after the Chazan finishes saying Tfilas Rav, to show that's not part of Birkas HaChodesh, that's not part of the minhag at all. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Tes, he's not a fan of saying this at all. He is the great matzdik of minhagim, but he says that I don't really get this particular minhag. Who are we to just start throwing in Tfilas Rav in the middle of davening, and it's full of bakashos tzrachim, which is not something we take lightly on Shabbos. We're not supposed to make lots of extra bakashos on Shabbos for our personal needs, and this is something that people will have tremendous kavana when they say it, and they're really going to think about all the things that they need and all the things that they want, which is not what we want people thinking about on Shabbos. He says, if I would have the strength, he says, I would be mevatel it, but it's kashal ishanas aminig v'tzarachi and gadol. Usually he comes up with some way to be matzdik the minhag. Here he just leaves it as a tzarach iyun gadol, shows his discomfort and disapproval of this particular minhag. Nevertheless, at the very least, for we who have the minhag to do it, so we could at least understand that's why they don't hand the Sefer Torah to the Shlech Tzibur to openly demonstrate that this is not the Ikar minhag. Why the Shlech Tzibur feels the need to stand up when we say it, that's probably, I don't want to say it's a mistake, but it doesn't seem to be any reason for that, per se, why you should have to stand when you say Tfilas Rav. That's the way it developed over the years. But again, the Iker minhag of Birkas HaChodesh is just to say Rosh Chodesh will be on a particular day so that the Tzibur knows when Rosh Chodesh is going to be coming up.